Okay, I'm calling this one, They Said It Was Never Going to Work. And that title, you'd think this is a romance, but it's not. It is completely gen. It's a notfic. Fandoms are Zelda Breath of the Wild and The Repair Shop. And those sound like a crazy crossover, but there's a story behind it, and that's where I'm going to start. So I was on Tumblr, as you do, and I came across a post going, the last video game you played and the last TV show you watched are now a crossover. How crazy would it be? And my brain starts going through what I've watched and played recently, and I realize that The Repair Shop, a British show where people bring in their antiques to be repaired by professionals and touched up and made to look pretty and work again, and Zelda Breath of the Wild were the two things that were my crossover. And of course, my brain supplies several wacky hijinks because that's what these posts are supposed to generate. Like, someone bringing Link in to the repair shop and going, yeah, his memory isn't working. Can you fix it? Or the completely banal, like, somebody bringing in a rusty sword because those things are everywhere in Zelda. And going, yeah, I found this in a ruin. It doesn't actually mean that much to me, except my grandpa used to tell me about these swords and yada yada yada, and playing it completely straight. And then I realized that I don't need to go to one of the extremes because Zelda actually has this kind of thing, is it in it? So if I actually played in a little bit more, then it becomes crack treated seriously, which is what this fic is. You see, this is I at first was going to have it be Zelda, who brings the Sheikah Slate into the repair shop. Where, oh, what's that little girl, ancient person's name? Prima? Hang on, I have to look it up now. Pura. Pura? Something like that. So, at first I was going to have Zelda bring the Sheikah Slate in to the repair shop, and then they'd call in some professional, like they do, and the professional would be Pura, and then they would fix the Sheikah Slate, and you know, in a very British, light-hearted, but also adorable way. And then I realized that it doesn't have to be Zelda, because that then I'd have to actually pick a timeline, and whether it's before or after the calamity, it can actually be Link. And so it's straight in line with canon, but instead of bringing it into Pura as he does, and she's just like, yeah, go light a lantern for me, and then we'll get this all fixed up, just rewrite that scene in the form of a repair shop episode. So what that would be is nice country stroll through the village, lighthearted music in the background, zooming in on some butterflies and the sheep, and then slowly panning up the hill to the laboratory, and over the door to the laboratory, instead of having the, I think it's Hinato, something like that, workshop, laboratory, workshop, whatever. It's the repair shop in big friendly letters. And, you know, the voiceover goes, today on the repair shop. I need a better title for Link than the Hero of Time. I'll think of it later. Hero of Time Link has brought in a Sheikah Slate? The Sheikah Slate? Something like that. Make it sound like... But normally in the show, they say his grandmother's or like... So it would have to be, ooh, girlfriend or old friend. His old friend's Sheikah Slate. Leave it a little bit ambiguous. And then Pura and her tall assistant dude are standing behind the table and they're going, oh, so what do we have here then? What is this then? And Link goes, well, it's a Sheikah Slate. And I want Link to be as monosyllabic and as awkward as possible because, one, he's got the memory loss. And two, he's a silent hero. So he just says, it's a Sheikah Slate I got from my old friend, Princess Zelda. And they go into this whole spiel, as the show would, of, oh, look at the fine workmanship. Oh, but it's seen a bit of wear, hasn't it? It's clearly traveled all over the place, yada, yada, yada. And then they ask the question that they always ask, which is, so what would it mean to you to have this fixed? And what do you want it to do? Like, what are you hoping for? And he just kind of looks at them and blinks and, like, in a TV show mode, they'd have to prompt him a couple of times to get him to answer properly. And because of the memory loss thing, and depending on how you wrote it, you could do the, like, director's commentary or the background prompting as actually being in there, just being, like, a sidebar. And so they're like, no, we kind of need you to... Like, come on, it's part of the show. Come on, just give us something. And he's like, Princess Zelda said it would help me. It would mean a lot because she was very important to me and, she gave it to me. And somehow they're like, okay, we're gonna have to cut that together. But I think we can make that work. Ugh. Can we get another take? No, he's too awkward. We can't even get another take. Okay. And meanwhile, Pura and the assistant dude are just being like, yeah, smiles. This is a little bit awkward. But this is a really cool slate. Yeah. And then, so Link goes away, as you do in the show. And they talk about how, what they want to do to get the Sheikah Slate up to snuff, up to standard. And Pura's like, oh, well, I'd love to take it apart, but that, with something of this ancient technology, it's very difficult to maintain the same standard of, you know, she's doing all the technical stuff. But because it's a show, of course, they're picking and choosing their stuff. So she starts going off on technobabble, and the director again is just like, tone it down, back up a little bit, back up a little bit more. And then I'm gonna say the assistant dude, like, takes the case, and he's like, yes, I'm going to apply some metal polish to this, and I'm going to sand down, you see, if you sand down the corner bits here and apply this lacquer to the, it'll keep the metal all nice and shiny while at the same time protecting it from the elements. Since this piece has clearly traveled a lot, we want to keep the case as close to the original as possible while still repairing it, while still keeping it in good shape going forward so that it can go off and travel a whole lot more.
And meanwhile, Pura's in the over in the corner with like 17 different magnifying lenses over her eyes going, yes, see, snap. And so they go back, like, I know in the episode they have two or three different things that they are repairing. So you jump back and forth a couple of bits and then jump back to Link before the reveal going, oh, what do you expect? And he's like, I literally only picked this thing up 4 days ago. I didn't even know it could do, like, did you know that it can create bombs? I mean, I found that the stasis field is actually really useful. If it could do more things like that, that would be cool. As long as it can still do that stuff, that would be great. There's an old, the old woman in the other village, she told me to come here. Apparently there's something about pictures. And then they do the reveal, and like Link's awkward, like what he's hoping for thing, that took a while. And so by the time they get to the reveal, all the camera people and the set people are just a little bit like, this one, And everyone in front of the camera is like, okay, we've got our smiles on. And Link is just kind of standing there being like, awkward. So he comes in. And they've got the Sheikah Slate on the table under the cloth. And they're like, oh, Link, Mr. Link, it's good to see you again. Welcome back. Would you like to see it? And they do the whole process. And they whip back the cloth. And he's like, oh, it's shiny. Because, again, not only is he awkward, but he's had this thing for all of 4 days or however long it takes in game. He's like, well, yeah. When I first picked this up in the Temple of Time, or is it the Temple of Time? The Temple of Stasis? The Resurrection. The Shrine of Resurrection. When I first picked this up in the Shrine of Resurrection, it was kind of beaten up, but now it looks pretty good, yeah. And they're all like, would you like to see what else it can do? We managed to unlock some extra programming. And he's like, oh, good. Yeah, that'd be great. And they show him the pictures, and the camera people are like, okay, we've got this. These are some great pictures in the Sheikah Slate with him and this old friend who we are going to spin it is his long-lost love. Because that is the thing that makes a television show. And so they've got the assistant dude and Pura up there like, here, let us show you how to access the pictures. And they pull up the pictures and go, oh, here, look, this one, it appears to be you and your friend. Is that Zelda? You said that your friend Zelda gave you the Sheikah Slate. She's very pretty. You're clearly very close. And trying to lead him into, come on, give us something. Give us something that is like, I don't know, give us a sniffle, a little tear, a smile, a reaction somehow. And all he does is like squint and then kind of open his eyes a little bit and then squint again. And not quite awakening a memory, but that kind of almost thing that he does, because of course there isn't actually a memory there. And the camera crew just kind of looks at each other and goes, does that work? Is that, apparently that's what we're gonna get. Yeah, fine, that's what we're gonna get. Let's go. Let's go with that. And so the assistant dude's like, okay, I'm taking the lead here, and sticks out his hand. Well, it was great to meet you, Link. This is a fine Sheikah slate. We're happy to work on it for you. Hopefully it will serve you well, and it will help you remember your old friend for... And Link says something like, yeah, I really hope this will help me remember her. Or something like that. And he turns and walks out a little bit stiffly, and they get the final shot, and then everybody just kind of breathes out and goes, oh, okay. Well, that's this week's episode. What's next? And that is how I would do a crossover between the repair shop and Zelda Breath of the Wild. The end.